9, 23 to 25 reads, "And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?" Hello and welcome back to Think This Way, the podcast of Faith Bible Church. I am your host, Pastor Bryce, and welcome back after a two-week delay. I'm so sorry about that. That is poor planning on my part. I lost my audio editor for a couple weeks, and I had not planned ahead of time, so that's on me. But now we should be good to go, week by week, to continue our discussion of discipleship, which has been our focus this quarter at church. Discipleship in the sense of, like I talked about last time, disciplehood. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? With a focus especially on the cost or the call of discipleship. And I wanted to start today by talking about what I will call the disciple pool. Where do disciples come from? Who is qualified to be a disciple of Jesus? Who is called to be a disciple of Jesus? And I begin by looking at the beginning of our passage in Luke 9, as Jesus, as the he here, and it says, "And he said to all." This could be a very short podcast if I just left it there. He said to all. Now, it's interesting because in the original context, the all would be all the people standing there listening to him. I mean, this Luke 9, 23, really to 26, but we're going to focus down to 25. This section is one of the most condensed teaching. I suppose maybe it is the most condensed teaching on the cost of discipleship in all of the Gospels. There's another contender for it later in Luke 9. But the individual pieces of this passage show up even in other places in the other Gospels and in Luke, meaning in different contexts. When Jesus is in different places, he will pull out these sayings, not all of them together like here, but just one of them, maybe what he says in verse 23 or what he says in 24. And so it seems that these are teachings Jesus often gave when he was warning people about following him, just what it would cost. But here in Luke 9, he puts them together. And he says this to all. So he puts together all these requirements, if you will, these prerequisites for being a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And Luke makes clear that he said it to all, everyone's standing there. It is interesting because just before this in Luke 9, if you look in your Bible, you'll see that Jesus was talking specifically to the 12, his 12 apostles, the 12 closest disciples to him. But then here he says, "And he said to all," and you can already maybe infer from that that he is talking beyond the disciples. And you would be right if you did that, because the parallel in Mark 8 tells us, "And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them." So when Luke says he said to all, he's trying to indicate to us that this was something Jesus said to his 12 closest. They were there. But also it's something he said beyond the 12 closest. He said it to the crowds, to everyone who was there. In fact, Mark says he called the crowd to him. He wanted everyone to hear this. Now, Jesus always had his 12 with him. There were also a group of disciples who were not the 12, but they were committed to him. The varying levels of commitment, they would travel and follow him and listen to his teaching. Then there are the crowds, and the crowds are much less committed. They're just all the people. And these people often have left where they're living to come listen to Jesus, but of course afterward would return home. And this, what we have in our passage, Jesus wanted everyone to hear. Everybody. The crowds was a mixed gathering. Anybody could be part of the crowds, Pharisees, tax collectors, prostitutes, anyone in society. There's no admission requirement to be in the crowd. So Jesus just wants everyone universally at that time who's around to hear these things. This is something he's saying to them. It's very much like the Sermon on the Mount, which in Matthew 5, Jesus goes up on a hill, sits down, his disciples come to him, he speaks to them, but it's clear along the way that Jesus is speaking to more than just those immediate 12. He's speaking beyond them to anyone who would consider being a disciple. And that extends not only beyond his 12 to all the people there on that day when he said this, or to all the people he encountered along the way and offered these sayings to, but clearly, this is something Jesus says to all of us today. This is a challenge meant for you, whoever you are listening to this. Maybe I know you, maybe I don't. Doesn't matter. Jesus knows who you are. And Luke is indicating with this, and he said to all, that this is something that applies to you. Jesus indicates it too, because he starts by saying, if anyone would come after me, anyone, no exception to that. This is for absolutely anyone at that time or any time afterward, including our own day, who would like to be a true follower of Jesus. If that's you, then these prerequisites, these conditions apply to membership, if you will. We'll talk more about that later. This is not a kind of meriting salvation. It's just that those who are true disciples, they meet these conditions. Their hearts are changed. They accept these terms. This is what it means to be a disciple. So who can be a disciple of Jesus? Anyone. If anyone wants to. If anyone would come after me, it's anyone. It really makes no difference, rich, poor, where you live in the world. This is universal to every human on this planet. You can see in the original context, of course, Jesus' challenge at that time, it was meant for even his own disciples. So this could be the 12 or those beyond them. It's meant even for them. I mean, they're already disciples. They're already technically following him. And yet he speaks this also to them, to let them know, hey, if you really want to be my true disciple, you're going to have to continue following me, and it's going to require these things of you. So today, this would be Jesus speaking this to practicing Christians. So you might say, I already go to church. I already got saved at camp. You know, I'm already in. Well, good. But Jesus speaks this as a challenge even to you, to say, hey, let's make your salvation more sure. Let's test this to see if you're in the faith. Because it's possible to think Jesus is your Lord and yet not truly to be submitted to him. So this is spoken to anyone who claims to be a Christian. This is a challenge of discipleship for them. Of course, Jesus called the crowds to him, people with varying levels of interest or commitment to Jesus. These people may or may not go to church. That would be the parallel today. Might just have an intellectual or social or historical interest in Jesus. This could be people like the influential Jordan Peterson, people who maybe respect Jesus, but are not fully submitted to him and his teachings as the final truth. So they're included in what Jesus is saying here. He said it to all. It's not that, well, Christians have their own religion and Muslims over there have their religion and Buddhists and they all should just follow their own religious systems. That's not at all the way that Jesus speaks or acts. He says to everyone that they ought to be his follower, and if they're going to be his follower, these are the requirements. This is a universal invitation and a universal warning about just what is required in the invitation. So whoever you are, it doesn't matter. Jesus speaks the words of this paragraph specifically to you. And this whole quarter, as we talk about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, certainly as I've prepared for this, I've felt very challenged. I try to take all these things personally in the best way and think through it, not just for others, but think through it for myself. Am I willing to renounce everything? Do I have the cross on my shoulder? Am I really denying myself daily and following Jesus? You ought to receive all these warnings, challenges directly as though applied straight to you because they are meant for you. It might be that as you read passages like this one on the challenge of being a disciple of Jesus, maybe in the past you have thought, oh, my neighbor should hear about that. Oh, I wish my parent, my son, my someone else heard about that. Maybe immediately your mind goes elsewhere to others. Maybe you're listening to this and you could never consider yourself even eligible to be a disciple of Jesus. That's just not who you are. Well, whatever the case in the past might be, may God help us all now to think this way.